Hello, everyone. Andy Schwab here from the Northern Ag Network with today's Dakota West Ag News. Well, stand by with me because when we come back from the break, we're going to be talking about how well synchronizing improves beef reproductive efficiency. That conversation with Behringer Ingelheim and more right after this.
Producers want the best genetics and purest fields to ensure they're making the most of their input dollars. Certified seed means you're not wasting time, fertilizer, fuel, and insurance on a crop that won't make the grade. Proper inputs make for a good crop, but seed is the only input that can get you more than higher yields. Certified seed provides assurance you're getting the variety you want and the best chance to enhance inputs. Remember, with certified seed, you're certain of the quality. Brought to you by the South Dakota Crop Improvement Association.
Calling all Montana Dakota growers. Are you looking for a profitable addition for your farm that delivers value beyond yield? The new Seed Omega 3 Canola Production System offers you marketing certainty with 100% guaranteed delivery and a full Act of God clause. Premium contracts include unmatched grower incentives, first-in-class agronomy support, and free on-farm pickup after harvest. Ready to hear about additional producer benefits? Become a new Seed Omega 3 Canola grower today. Call Mike at 701-818-2375.
Improving reproductive efficiency in a beef herd can be easy as one trip through a chute. Dr. Joe Gillespie, professional service veterinarian with Behringer Ingelheim, talks about how beef producers can better forecast calving season and related management with basic estrus synchronization.
The largest benefit of synchronization is getting calves born earlier in the season. And what that does to your cow herd is it does a couple of things. First, it actually increases weaning weights because calves are all weaned at the same time in the fall. So a younger calf, that is the number one factor that determines weaning weight. So if a calf is older and has more time to grow, he's going to weigh more. Second, it really narrows the calving season, which allows for producers to be a little more focused on their management. If you have a long six-month calving season, it's hard to focus on doing a really good job and fine-tuning what you're doing with that group of cows. But if you have a 45 or 60-day calving window, you can focus more closely on that, and synchronizing them will allow that to happen more effectively.
Gillespie also talks about how producers can introduce synchronization within their herd.
It can be as simple as one trip through the chute, giving a product that's called a prostaglandin. And those prostaglandins given to 100% of the cows will actually cause them to typically have an estrus cycle within 3 to 5 days after that synchronization. What you essentially do, instead of having a 21-day window where 100% of the animals may cycle, you may get that down to all the way around 10, 14 days. And that allows for the opportunity to get more of those cows pregnant in the front end or front loading that calving season. And if you get them closer together, you can manage them better.
Now, there are factors important for reproductive efficiency.
It's about proper nutrition, vaccinating animals, making sure that they're protected against any kind of venereal disease or diseases that could cause risk of fertility in those animals before they get exposed to the bull. Also, you can't forget about parasites and the impact of a parasite on the immune system, which can affect fertility. And then finally, if you're doing natural service, whether you're doing it with a synchronization program or without, breeding soundness exam on your bulls is really important because we can bring in fertility issues with the bull.
Finishing off, there are a lot of decisions to be made, so it's important to work closely with a veterinarian to put a plan in place. You can find more information at BehringerIngelheim.com. Well, that's going to do it for today's Dakota West Ag News here on the Northern Ag Network. I'm Andy Schwab.